Welcome to the real world, Neo. That's a favorite line. That's a popular line. There's also one, it's a new day, people. That's the live, die, repeat. So the Matrix, live, die, repeat, Edge of Tomorrow, Truman Show, Your Daily Life, the Superman series in sequence after. Why do they keep making the Superman movie? Why does that keep happening? Why do they keep making a Batman movie? Why do they keep making Wonder Woman movie? Why is everything repeating? Welcome to the real world, Neo. Most people who are married don't wake up to it. I've been married, I remember, because the cares of this life. When you're married, you have all this distractions and bills and drama and in-laws and outlaws and everything else. And even if you're single, you won't wake up to it unless you really start to look for the truth. You have to look for the truth. It's right in front of you. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth is right in front of you at all times. Period. It's not a maybe. It's not a if or I. It's right in front of you. All the mysteries are right in front of you. They're right there in front of you, but unless somebody shows up on the scene and reveals them to you, namely Jesus, namely Apostle Paul, namely the writers and the priest class. See, we got a magician priest class, and we got a real priest class after the elect called out ones. When I go around people who are not awake, who haven't dug deep, have not seen the unseen, I can't yoke up with those people. I can't hang out with those people. I can't talk to those people for long because all they're doing is complaining and arguing. Oh, no, the economy's bad. Oh, no, it's the end of the world. Oh, no, America's crashing. Oh, no, blah, blah, blah. Make a friend in China and see how they think. They don't think short term. They think long term. If you have a short term mindset, you're kind of dumb. Now, there might be short-term benefits in certain situations, but you have to think about the consequences and the long-term implications. Long-term implications, short-term conversations, short-term outbursts, short-term decisions are your mistake. That's your mistake. That's what's ruining your life because you're not thinking long-term. Every time you open your mouth, you should be thinking long-term. You destroy a relationship because you thought short-term. You destroy trust because you thought short term. You destroy a career opportunity because you thought short term. Some people are stuck in the long term and they can't get out of it, but there's a lot of times if you think about your long term situation, a lot of the problems have nothing to do with the outside. It's your internal perspective on things. It's the way you look at life. Let's say you're on the job for 30 years and you're so tired of it you can't stand it. Go to lunch and go to different places. Learn different skills even while you're on the job. I got this class I'm going to take. It's a one-day class, but it's going to benefit me. I'm not going to talk about it, because the devil, anytime you talk about something, the devil always tries to hinder it, you know. Most people around you are agents of Satan and don't know it. Even the saved people can be that way, because they don't even realize they're running on a program. Jesus set them free, but they love the bondage instead of love their freedom. They love slavery instead of freedom. If you're not in the Word, you're a slave. If you're not rightly dividing the Word, you're a slave. If you don't have the Scripture in your script mindset, then you're a slave. This red car in front of me on the back, she's a slave. She's got Celebrate Diversity. She's a slave. They're slaves. They don't know no Bible. They love the reprobate mindset. They don't care about truth and what's right, the types and shadows. They don't care. Here's what's happening. Let me tell you this, and this will probably push people away. There's verses about lovers of God instead of pleasers of God instead of pleaser men. Lovers of God instead of lovers of pleasure, right? And so the flesh mind, the natural mind, the short term, they're thinking about pleasure and fun and all that. But eventually it comes back to bite them, you know? If you look at Elon Musk, he works harder. He's got a lot on his plate. He works harder than he plays. He does probably play hard, but he works harder than he plays, I'm sure. And now he's probably got a lot of people working for him so he can just chill, maybe. But I doubt. Anytime you have responsibility, you can never chill. There's never like a chill unless you do have some people around you can trust. What's happening? The natural plane is contrary. The natural mind is contrary. Contrary to what, you say? To the cross. What happened was, God knew man would fall, and he knew somebody would have to go to the cross to pay. And so now, on your daily activity, you're going to have to take up a cross. Whether it's a job, whether it's a whatever it is, you're going to have to take up your cross. Job, knowledge, education, degree, relationships, health, you're going to take up your cross. Ever since I started fasting, everything changed. At first, when you do fasting, you're like, oh no, I got to eat. It's just a sugar craving. It's not even real. It's a sugar addiction. It's a sugar addiction. It's not even really hunger. I'm hungry right now, and I'm driving to the restaurant to get me some food. But it's really not even hunger. It's just an addiction. Sometimes your electrolytes are low and you need to get those right, yeah. But for the most part, you're not really hungry. It's just electrolytes. Like right now, I know I need some food because my electrolytes are out of balance because I feel dizzy. And if you think about the law trying to catch you on something, you're guilty. As soon as you're born in this place, you're born in sin, you're guilty. So if the law pulls you over, they have a right. If they question you, it's holding you accountable, making you appreciate the grace of God, you know. Yet Jesus said you had murder in your heart or adultery in your heart or you've lust or anger or covetousness, you know, you've committed one Ten Commandment sin, you've committed them all, you know. And so you're guilty. Guilty of sin. And the only way you're going to solve all the mysteries that are hidden right in front of you is go back to the cross, the Lamb slain before the foundation world, and that's where it's at, and that's it. That's it. That's all this is, you know. I'm going down the road. I'm flowing. Represents the blood. I got my turn signal on. Turning. Birthing. I got in a black and white parking lot. The cross. Black, the cross. The blood. I'm flowing on top of the cross. The blood flow. The blood of his cross is being preached everywhere all the time. See, until somebody reveals it to you. See, we got 6,000 years where God is revealing the truth. This is why I know that we're at the end of the age. I'm about 50 years in advance, but I'm starting to see people start to grasp the etymology is important about seeing the spiritual realm. But I'm like 50 years in advance when it comes to the decoding reality with the words, you know. Everybody's still doing math. Math is described by words, you know. And I'm just sitting here scratching my head thinking, how did I get here? Well, 13 years of my life, every day decoding. I mean, once you, they say if you do something 10 years, you become a master at it. Well, I've done it every hour of every day for 13 years. Everything to me, I'm decoding. And so that's all I know. And it all points back to what the Bible says, from him, through him, and to him, he holds it all together. And you only breathe because of God. In him we live and move and have our being. And your actual breath as well. Hey.